Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: اتق الله بعض التقى وإن قل، واجعل بينك وبين الله سترا وإن رق.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, "Fear Allah to some degree, even though it be little, and set a curtain between you and Allah, even though it be thin."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is To My Brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Dear friends, in the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the concept of seeking forgiveness and asking for forgiveness and repentance is very beautifully manifested. And so we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam, despite being immaculate and despite being infallible, we find these beautiful supplications from His Eminence, which manifest repentance and forgiveness and remorse, right, for the committing of sins.
Really, this is something so beautiful in the persona of Imam Ali, especially when taking into consideration his being infallible and his being immaculate and his being ma'asum. And despite these qualities and these attributes bestowed upon Imam Ali alayhi salam by the Almighty Allah, we find this beautiful aroma and this perfume and this essence of remorse and istighfar. And one of the places where we see this very boldly and we see this very openly and clearly is, of course, the supplication of Kumail, the Dua Kumail, which is it is recommended to recite on Thursday nights or Shabi Jum'ah, which it is known Persian, for example. Now, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam, he speaks about repentance and he speaks about forgiveness in a very beautiful way. He says that a human being who is blessed with repentance, he won't be deprived of its acceptance. And on the other hand, a human being who is blessed with seeking forgiveness will not be deprived of that forgiveness. Now here, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he is talking about the mercy and the compassion and the attribute of the Almighty Allah being the most quick to forgive. And how beautifully he explains this and how beautifully he manifests this in his own persona, how merciful and how forgiving he was himself. We find this in the history books as well. And so here this repentance, Imam Ali is saying that when an individual is blessed with repentance, when they have the attribute of repentance, when they want to repent, when they are repenting, then the Almighty Allah, out of His mercy and compassion, is not going to deprive them of the acceptance of their repentance. So meaning the Almighty Allah will accept their repentance. And on the other hand, when an individual is blessed with seeking forgiveness, when they want forgiveness, when they desire forgiveness from the Almighty Allah, then the Almighty Allah, out of His mercy, His compassion, His forgiveness, right, His majesty and His honor, He will forgive that individual. And so every single one of us, we should never, ever despair from the mercy of the Almighty Allah. Yes, it requires some conditions on our part. And of course, those conditions include being remorseful, seeking repentance, asking for forgiveness from the Almighty Allah. And if we are repentant and we are remorseful, and we seek forgiveness from the Almighty Allah, then Imam Ali alayhi salam tells every single one of us that our repentance will be accepted and our forgiveness will be accepted by the Almighty Allah. A very life-changing and life-giving lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRib English Radio, the program To My Brother. This moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. أشهد أنك جاهدت في الله حق جهاده وعملت بكتابه واتبعت سنن نبيه.
I testify that you made utmost efforts, as it should be, in the cause of Allah, acted upon His book, followed the way of life of His Prophet, blessings of Allah be on him and his children, to the last moment of your life, until Allah invited you to come unto Him and used His discretion to take you away and sealed your enemy's doom with the blame that the arguments had been made known to one and all through you. O Allah, let me be happy and satisfied with that which Thou considers good for me. Let me agree with that which Thou decides for me. Let me passionately remember Thee and invoke Thee. Let me be in love with Thy pure and sincere friends. Let me be well-liked and respected on the earth and in the heavens. Let me be unruffled and well-composed in the midst of misfortunes. Let me be gratefully thankful in prosperity. Let me be mindful of much and more bounties. Let me ardently desire for the heart-warming meeting with Thee, well-equipped with piety to gain my end on the day of requital. Let me follow into the footsteps of Thy representatives. Let me disassociate myself from the mannerism of Thy enemies. Let me pass my time in this world by praising and glorifying Thee.
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Do you want to be healthy and feel good? Perhaps you won't find anyone not sharing this goal. Whilst there's a plethora of advice online and by experts, we have wonderful recommendations in Islamic teachings, including the sayings of the Holy Ahlul Bayt alayhum as-salam. They all lived a healthy life and would love their followers to be healthy too. For instance, I have personally found hundreds of narrations on healthy lifestyle from the Commander of the Faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam. Here are tips in this regard. Personal hygiene. Imam alayhi salam recommends that the nails are trimmed every Friday. In a hadith found in the book Tibbul Imma, Medicine of the Imams, he reportedly said such a deed protects against illness. Similarly, in book Makarim al-Akhlaq, Imam Ali alayhi salam is reported to have stated, removing the underarm hair reduces unpleasant smells. It is indeed the sunnah and a source of purification and what the Prophet has commanded. Food that Imam Ali alayhi salam recommends. Through looking at various sources, I found narrations pointing to what Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, used to eat and what he would recommend you and I to actually eat. Green vegetables, eggs, starting with a little bit of salt before eating, pomegranate, bread, vinegar, vegetable oils, dates, honey and milk, amongst many others, were mentioned by Amir al-Mu'mineen in narrations. In an interesting narration, Imam Ali alayhi salam encourages eating oats mixed with water or milk, like a porridge, known as harisa. Eat the harisa, he says, for it gives you strength for worship for 40 days, and it was the food that was descended upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number 9, water. Despite many of us not drinking enough water these days, Imam Ali alayhi salam recommends that excessive water consumption should be avoided as well. He tells us, don't make your hearts die with excessive food and drink, for the heart dies like a plant if you drink too much water. Finally, some vices that are related to health. The Commander of the Faithful, peace be upon him, warns of the impact of some spiritual vices on the body and health in general. For example, it is narrated that he said, the envious person is sick, even if his body is healthy. Similarly, he is reported to have said, to have hatred towards others results in ongoing illness. He also warns of the impact of stress and the need to de-stress to avoid illness. He stated, stress dissolves the body, or in another narration, sadness destroys the body. These are some of the gems from the statements of a man who is truly a role model for each and every human being. and the best student of Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the permission to follow in his footsteps.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now. Thank you.